This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains. Legendary as it is. AM 1100, the flag. In Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, and beyond. Booming to the eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota.
You can get into one of those guys that adds like every suburb onto the whole city of license thing.
Horace, Harwood, keep going, Kindred, and 1090 KTGO, the flag, booming to the Bakken, along with KLTC 1460 on your radio dial in Dickinson. Thanks for listening. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow today. I'm going to bring MyPillow and just show it off at the K-Fire Agri International. See, here it is. This is the one I've been talking about. Todd Dyer broadcasting next week from the Bismarck Event Center.
I think I should lay down through the whole Agri International just laying on my pillow.
That's a good idea. You could do it like a little demonstration. A little demonstration, yep.
They're people walk by and they'll go, well, geez, that must be a comfortable pillow because, look, he's sleeping right through the whole show.
We're looking right there. Todd's sleeping, demonstrating the incredible pillow. Julia sent us a note, said, I am in caps now, so in love with my, and she had like 100 Y's here, my pillow, which is what I call them. I used to have trouble sleeping, so I bought a new bed, which is awesome, but then I got two my pillows. They rock my world, and I don't ever want to get out of bed. Thank you, my Mr. Pillow dude. You rock my world. Well, Julia, we're glad you're listening. 800-506-9028. If you don't have one yet, what are you thinking? Seriously. You want to sleep, don't you? It's the most important thing to your health. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you 50% savings on that great, great deal.
If I get up during the night, one of my cats ends up on it, and then I got to fight to get it back. So
just to finish on that caller who called in from, I think, up in Grand Forks, I forget where the call is from, but I said, hey, we're down at a Walmart. There's all these Somalis. What's going on there? Are they, you know, part of the LSS refugee program? We're digging into this, but we will ask. And I assume they are. And by the way, I've many times been through the checkout and had nothing but kind, friendly people. So I don't think there's any worries there. I think some people say, well, you know, okay, are they on the public dole? On the, you know, is this LSS take care of them? I get all that. All those questions about that. And we'll ask. We'll get some more answers. We're trying to get some answers and some transparency out of LSS, so we haven't forgotten that effort. We have trooper talk here, but we had some calls left over from last hour, so I want to just briefly get these folks in, and then we'll get to our troopers. Galen and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Regarding what Ted Cruz did on the election on earlier this week, the way he was criticizing Donald Trump, I think that is explaining, person who looks at that objectively, why other senators in the U.S. Senate do not support Ted Cruz. I think that says a lot about his personality. I've seen bullies. I worked with a lot of bullies in my life, tried to help them. And this guy is a bully. After he cheated someone out of something, then those who speak up against it, he just wrestled them down again and rubs their face right in the dirt. That's what he's doing to Donald Trump.
Well, is Donald Trump a bully?
Donald Trump has real strong beliefs, and he is vocal about them. Ted Cruz is exemplifying just what is in Washington, D.C. That is the establishment, if you want to continue that. Donald Trump is leading the Republican Party in what he wants to do, in his ideas. He was the first one that I heard. The same with Dr. Carson.
Sure. Now, Galen, I appreciate your comments. I want to pursue this at another time, so please call again. I don't want to keep the troopers waiting, but I would just say this. First of all, accurate statement. He's not well liked by his fellow senators. Now, is that because the guy is breaking China and trying to get things done? Partially, yes. So that's okay, you know, that he's not loved in my mind. On the other hand, is he seen as someone that's so consumed with being president that it's just going to, I'm going to, you know, do whatever it takes to be president and, you know, roll over whoever I have to roll over, then it wouldn't be good. So there's, I guess, two parts of that. But appreciate the call. Pete in Fergus Falls, quickly, your comment. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, Scott. I was originally not a Donald Trump supporter. Then I went to support him. And as soon as he got into Iowa and he backed ethanol, I immediately texted a bunch of my friends that Donald Trump has gone stupid because he had gone on record calling all of our elected officials stupid. And then he turns around and backs one program that scientifically is the biggest waste of money I think had ever come out of any ag program.
Which was the program you're talking about? The ethanol deal?
Ethanol.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, for those of us that are a little bit mechanically inclined and we track our vehicle mileage, you know, I'm not up by Fargo, but when I can get straight gas, I get straight gas. And when I compare that to the ethanol gas I run, I lose at least 10% on my miles per gallon on my vehicle.
Right. I think him being in favor of the program was smart in Iowa, although it didn't hurt Ted Cruz.
Well,
so I think that's one thing that was different about that particular race. I would counsel you, we can't do it today, I'd counsel you a little bit just to look at the full picture of ethanol. And while you may get a little bit less mileage sometimes, I've messed with this and sometimes come out better, depending on where the price is at. I mean, that's the big factor there. And then I see the benefit, obviously, to main streets all across rural America from what's happened. And I think there's some definite benefit there. But as far as, subsidy or incentive or the standards or the mandates, those are things you can debate. I've been one of these people that say, until we unilaterally disarm, it's sort of hard to say, yeah, well, take them away. Then you hammer rural America while the other states don't have the problem. But let's solve that one another day too. But I take your point on the bigger picture of the campaign, Pete. Call again, thanks. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for our guests. They're back, ladies and gentlemen, for another hour of Trooper Talk. Lieutenant Tom Iverson is here. Hello, Trooper Tom. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And you brought Trooper Mike with you. Mike Heinrichs is here, who handles in the size and weight division for the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Trooper Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you guys both for being here. Appreciate it very much. Always appreciate an opportunity to allow our listeners to hear directly from the troopers and, ask them anything. That's what I always say. Just ask them anything. So 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. And you can press 1 to leave a message or 2 to talk with them directly. Here's a question that came in earlier. What are the laws for carrying a gun in your vehicle if you do not have a concealed carry permit?
If you do not have a concealed carry permit, it needs to be in plain sight. So basically it needs to be uncased, out in the open, in plain sight for those to see. I know it kind of seems a little weird to have it out in the open like that, but that would be acceptable. Otherwise, you would need to have it locked up in the trunk, out of your reach. That would be the best way of transporting it.
Trooper Mike, coming from the size and weight arena, what's the biggest area of concern for you and your fellow troopers that are dealing with that issue right now?
As of right now, it's just overweight vehicles operating on our state highways in the interstate system. If they run too long overweight on a certain stretch of roadway, we end up with depressed wheel tracks, which have their own problems as far as accident causation, whether it rains and then you end up with hydroplaning, or motorcycles have a tough time traveling with roadways with depressed wheel tracks. So that's why we kind of go after the size and weight or the weight enforcement aspect of what we do, because it does damage our roads.
When a truck is overweight, does the driver know most often? I mean, are you pushing the envelope a little bit, or is there some sort of explainable error?
Yeah, most drivers will know, especially if they operate the same tractor and trailer quite often. But anybody with some experience driving truck will know when they are heavy or when they aren't. You know, they'll know when they're grossly overloaded for sure.
So it's sort of like speeding. You know you're speeding, and you hope you don't see a trooper that's going to notice. And if you do, you're going to pay the piper.
Correctly. Yep.
And How do you notice? How do you know? I mean, what are the traits you're looking for? And hey, I better pull them over and see where they're at.
A lot of it comes through experience, but you look at the tires. You learn to look what looks normal on a legally loaded truck versus what is not legal. They're a lot more flat spotted on the bottom. Sometimes slow to come up to speed or maintain a speed, especially if they come up to hills. If they really start lagging in hills, they're probably overloaded. It's not always 100%. It's just one of those things where you build on experience and you look for the visual clues of a truck being overweight. Then you kind of build on that. But there are some telltale signs that says this truck may be overloaded.
Had in mind on, we're about to go to a break here. Would you hang on through the break and we'll get your question in first when we come back?
Sure.
All right, don't go away. Roger and Bismarck right behind. Others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. You can also leave a message if you call 855-200-1776 for the Troopers. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Brought to you today on What's On Your Mind by our friends at B-Mobile. I want to tell you about the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And I've told you they carry all the latest smartphones and tablets, right, to keep you connected. Personalized customer service without the lines and hassles. How about this? You trade in any phone right now, any phone, any mobile phone, get $200 off an eligible Samsung device. And be part of the Samsung Galaxy with a S6, S6 Plus, or the Note 5. And you can only trade one device per transaction. Trade-in value applied to purchase at the register. They have all the details at the store. B-Mobile is everywhere you're at, home, the lakes, beyond, locations across North Dakota, Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Okay, so Pat in Minot has a question for our troopers. Trooper Talk today at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on. I have a pet peeve that really bothers me, and that's people that throw cigarettes out vehicle windows, and I see it a lot, and I don't like litter at all anyway, but I quite often see that happening, and then occasionally you see a fire started in dry summers close to the highway, and you got to think they're lit cigarettes. And I've always been curious as to what the state trooper or the highway patrol policy is when they see somebody throw a lit cigarette out the vehicle window.
Hey, great question. I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. This is Lieutenant Iverson. That is definitely a violation. It is littering. In fact, I recall my days from working out on the road, working night shifts. It's amazing how easily you can see those cigarettes getting flicked out the window because then they start tumbling and throwing out the ashes and sparking. Personally, myself, I stopped a lot of vehicles for that. Definitely a violation. It is littering. That's why they have cigarette ashtrays in vehicles, or just put them out in your vehicle, wait till you get home, then throw them away. But definitely a littering.
You know, you guys are busy, obviously, with a lot of different things, but I'm with Pat. I don't know what it is, but that's one pet peeve that just about puts me over the edge because I think it's so blatantly awful. It happens a lot.
I mean,
you're flicking things where people are and in parking lots, and it's just incredible. But
we're on flammables here, folks. Come on.
Right. Is it the kind of thing you have to see it? I mean, in other words, you'd have to see it to be able to have it be an offense, Lieutenant Tom?
You'd have to see it. And, you know, during the daytime, it's probably hard to see, but at nighttime, it's rather easy to see. I remember even a cigar one time was tossed out and it hit my windshield. I'm like, oh, come on. You're definitely getting stopped for that.
Oh my God.
It's rude, too, you know? I mean, it's just you're driving behind somebody and they just flick that thing out of there. And
It's unreal.
It's rude.
So, Pat, I guess no citizen arrest for us anytime soon, but I know we'd like it, right?
Yeah, I'd sure like to see them picked up, but it just drives me nuts. It's just a bad deal all the way around. So, anyway, well, thanks for the comment or the answer. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Roger in Bismarck, you're next for our troopers, Trooper Tom and Trooper Mike, today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I'm aware of a couple of accidents around Jamestown where trucks with cattle tipped over, and it was always in the middle of the night. I know some law enforcement people that say it's very difficult to stop traffic on the interstate, especially at nighttime. The traffic will pull over for you, but not to stop for you. Is there any way that the electronic message boards can be used in situations like that to indicate that there's a crash ahead and be prepared to stop? And then, of course, that message be taken off as soon as the situation is cleared?
Yes, that's a very good idea. We do try to use those electronic message boards when we can. Unfortunately, during crashes, when you're law enforcement on scene, it's so busy. You're trying to go through the motions of getting everything taken care of, making sure everyone's safe, ensuring the scene is safe. So that's maybe one of the last things we think of, but we probably could do a better job of thinking of that and notifying DOT, and they can wirelessly put up those messages on those electronic boards. No, unfortunately, there's not too many across the state. However, they are.
Right.
Seems like they are adding more and more throughout time. But yeah, definitely a very good option, and that's something I can bring back to our staff and kind of encourage it. We try to do more of that.
Certainly, if it's clogging the interstate or something, then people could exit beforehand, before they ever get there, and find out, what happened.
Yep, absolutely. It is hard to stop in traffic on an interstate there. You know, you're traveling 75 miles per hour plus, and trying to get them to come to a complete stop in the dark, and there's a lot of confusion, maybe some animals running around. Those are those are hard situations to be in, and we just need to make sure that we're staying safe and we're keeping our motoring public safe throughout those. But appreciate the call.
Roger, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's go to Breckenridge, Minnesota. Lewis, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom, I'm just wondering what the consequence there, if there's any, for a trooper to go through a red light without his lights on. Is there any law for that? Can a trooper do that, or is there a protocol there?
Yeah, no, we need to abide by all traffic law just the same as a normal citizen. So we're not allowed to go through red lights unless, of course, we're responding to emergency. Thus, we would have our top red lights on our vehicle. So the proper protocol to do with that would be, you know, notifying their supervisor, and they can handle it on their end as far as any follow-up discipline with that. But no, we are not allowed to break the law. You know, unless we're responding to an emergency, we can proceed through intersections cautiously.
Okay, well, what's the actual, I mean, I guess maybe we already all know it, but I call blowing a pink light going through a yellow light when it turns red. Is that against the law to go through a light if you see it turn red when you're like in the middle of the intersection?
No, when you're going through the intersection, when it turns yellow, kind of my advice is, if you're monitoring the lights up ahead and you start seeing it turn yellow, get on your brakes there. If it's something that where you're already entering the intersection and it's turning yellow, you're allowed to proceed through there. However, if you are in an intersection, you know, for instance, here in Bismarck, there's a lot of intersections that are quite lengthy. When you're making a left turn, it takes a long time to get through there. So if it turns yellow, by the time you get through the other end, it's definitely going to be red, and then thus it's green for the other vehicles to come. So you have to keep that in mind. You cannot enter an intersection unless you're able to pass through the intersection safely without holding up any other traffic either. So it's kind of a tricky situation, but we all need to be more careful of that. And if it does turn yellow when you are in the intersection, yes, you are able to safely proceed through.
Okay, well, I just got a ticket for going through what I call the pink lights. So just curious about the actual, what you guys actually think of it. Thanks.
Yes, Lewis, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Alan Bismarck, you're up next. We have some off-air calls as well and a couple of texts, so we'll get to those when we come back. And if you have a question or comment, it is simple as 800-228-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, and Trooper Mike Heinrichs with us today from Weights and Safety, Size and Weights Division as well, the Highway Patrol.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey everybody, Steve Holstrom here. I'd like to talk to all you dads out there. You can't put a price on family time and memories with the kids, and that's why I'm so excited about our upcoming trip to see the Minnesota Wild. Whenever we do these trips, it's so cool to see dads and kids having fun together, and you can't put a price on that. We're making it easy. A top-of-the-line tour bus is going to take us down in the morning, back home in the evening, one day down and back, no parking worries, no driving, thanks to Dave Noah Remax Legacy Realty. And we've got some of the best seats in the house. Lower level at the end that the Wild shoot at twice. Several former UND players will be on the ice for both the Wild and the Florida Panthers. Sunday, February 28th, it's only $229 per person, but we only have a few tickets. Email Marie at flagfamily.com or call 855-200-1776 and hit extension 3. It'll be a blast, and you'll be a hero for taking the kids. Bring mom too and make it a big family event. Marie at flagfamily.com or 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the program, we will have another of our talk radio town halls, Wayne Stenson, the last, actually, of the candidates, because we first had Rick Becker and then Doug Burgum a week ago Friday, and Wayne Stenson tomorrow, talk radio town hall. So looking forward to that. We also, of course, will be at the K-Fire Agri International next week with the show. Todd and I will be there on location. Please come by, say hi. We have a great time and really look forward to seeing you. Should be a grand old time. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. Boy, oh boy, they got a lot going on. You see that trailer they have out there by Steele? Some nice land right there, as a matter of fact. And Pipers Auction Company has a whole host of equipment auctions going on. Taylor Carson, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, exceptional land auctions in McLean, Stark, Adams, Grand Forks, McHenry counties. If you want a copy of the catalog, get on top of these and many more. You can call them. I'll give you the number in a second. Or you can view them online at pipers.com. I like getting that catalog right in my hands. Nice catalog, too. They do it. Nice job with it. So if you want one, I just call them up. It's free. They'll put you on the list. 877-700-4099. Pipers Auction Company. 877-700-4099. Lieutenant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol is here. And he is brought along today, Trooper Mike Heinrichs, who is with the Size and Weight Division of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Any questions for Trooper Mike on size and weight questions? He's here. I have a lot of questions, actually. I'm kind of curious about it all. Well, I see the trucks and just wonder how the enforcement works and how often it's a problem. Sounds like it is. And welcome your questions or comments as well on any of these topics. Let's go to Alan Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Alan.
Yeah, I just had a question about the scales that are being put underneath the pavement all around the state. I was wondering if they're federally funded or state funded or...
I think that they're a combination of the two. And those are called weigh in motion scales. And what they are for us, they're a screening device for us. They give us probable cause to stop and check on a load. We do not take enforcement based on those scales that are in the road. We'll weigh it up on portable scales that all the size and weight and motor carrier troopers carry. But I believe those are both funded by the feds and state funds.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I had a friend that got pulled over and weighed, and he was legal, but it showed that he was heavy. But, you know, I think it's a good idea. Keep everybody a little bit honest. Are they connected electronically throughout the state as far as, like, they have cameras? Can they track where you've been and what time you were there?
No, there is one with a camera, but it is not for tracking purposes only. It just helps you when the truck comes by, you can just verify, yep, that's the truck. And a lot of times when it drives by you, I'll give it a glance, and I have enough experience with it that I can look and say, yep, nope, the whim is a little bit off. I'm not going to stop that truck, so it kind of works in their favor. The WIM, they have a 10% plus or minus, so they're not. That's why they're a screening tool, and we don't take enforcement solely off of the weigh and motion scales that are in the road. It just gives us that opportunity to check that truck out a little more.
Well, I think it's a good thing. Keep everybody honest.
Yep.
Appreciate the call, Al. Thank you very much. Texter says, hey, I don't smoke, but what about sunflower seeds out the window or ice from an empty soft drink? Are those problems too, Lieutenant?
I don't know. We kind of have to draw a fine line there, I guess. Some of those things, sunflower seeds, ice, those are, I wouldn't consider that littering. You know, a cigarette, that's kind of different other than, you know, a peanut shell or something like that. I wouldn't consider that littering. A little bit of a gray area, though, I agree.
Let's go out to New Salem, where Matt is standing by on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Matt. What's on your mind?
I had a question about overweight on trucks. For them guys who are hauling grain to the elevators, and let's say you're modestly overweight by maybe 2,000 or 3,000 pounds, if you stop them and you see they're overweight, will you shut down the truck, or will you allow them to break an auger up to auger it onto another truck, or how does that work exactly?
A lot of it is up to the discretion of the officer. You have to look at the miles that are going to be traveled and just how overweight the truck is. Obviously, yes, if it's 10,000 pounds heavy, I'm going to let them continue to a safe place, and then they're going to bring another truck, and they're going to get some of that off. Or if it means going to a different elevator and getting some of the product off, that's what we're going to do. There's times where if you're 2,000-3,000 pounds over, I'm going to allow you to either take a different route. Like say you're on the interstate and you're a little heavy, but you have a 10% for the state roads, I will allow you to get to a state road and then take a longer route to get to an elevator, but where you are legal with your permit. Other times, if you're just 2,000-3,000 pounds heavy, you got 20 miles to go. A lot of guys will let you go because it's safer to do it that way.
Okay. I see you guys stop by Rota Lake sometimes, and a lot of times you're hauling to Hensler, and I'm not sure if maybe that's only a few miles away, if you would let us off the hook for something like that, or if there's
no fine line. No, you wouldn't get let off the hook if you were overweight, but depending on how heavy you are, because Hensler, from a Rota Lake, Hensler is maybe, what, 5 miles, 4 miles at the most. We could probably allow a guy to drive that far, but depending on how heavy you are. If you're 10,000 pounds heavy, we may not let you go.
Okay,
all right,
thank
Matt.
You.
Hey, Matt, nice hearing from you. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Love hearing from our friends in New Salem. By golly, makes us think about being under New Salem Sioux there. Eric in Turtle Lake, next up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just got a question about people that don't use their headlights, like in the early morning, like before the sun comes up, or when the sun's going down. Also, when it's raining and foggy, I just see a lot of people out there just don't have a lot of care for their fellow man. What can they do about that, and what size ticket will they get for something like that?
Yeah, we've covered this call in the past. It does come up time to time. In inclement weather, rain, snow, fog, sleet, you do have to have your headlight on. And if it's dark enough, you know, in the morning, in dawn or dusk, you do have to have your headlights on. The citation for that is a $20 citation. But yeah, definitely appreciate the call. This is something that we do run into quite a bit. And yeah, just remember that any of those times where it's close to, sun going down or sun coming up, just have your headlights on.
Okay. Yeah. 'Cause I was driving to work this morning in Bismarck, and truck was coming down, well, this pickup truck was coming towards me, and no lights on it, and it was pitch black. And I was like, the guy just didn't see and didn't notice his Edward lights weren't on, or what? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I do see it myself quite a bit. It's something that we just need to be more careful of, and making sure that we're using those lights when appropriate.
Okay. All right, thanks for your help.
Appreciate the call. Yes, let's see, Hoshe, and where are you calling from?
Rolette? Yep,
All right, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, just a question. A number of my family has gotten concealed weapon permits, and I was told by a sheriff's deputy that I cannot have a loaded concealed weapon in my vehicle at any time. I disagreed with the officer. I just want to know, what is exactly the rule on that?
Can I have my concealed weapon on my person in a vehicle?
Yes, if you do have a concealed weapons permit, you would be allowed to have that in your vehicle, yes.
Accessible also.
Yes, definitely.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yes,
right. That was my question. I just wanted clarity on that.
Yep, sounds good. Another good website to check out for more on concealed weapons is the Attorney General's webpage. They have a lot of good frequently asked questions on there and a lot of more in-depth answers on some of those issues with concealed weapons, so check them out.
Yep. Which I studied, you know, having taken the class, and I was told that by a deputy, and I didn't think it was correct. I just wanted to make sure that I was right.
Yep, you are right.
Thank you so much.
Have you ever called the show before? I don't think we've had a caller from Roulette before, so call again. Okay?
No, I've never called.
Is that
never
right?
Called.
Well, by golly, we like putting new pins on the map there for folks that don't know where Roulette is. Well, Rugby's kind of a suburb of Roulette, is how it goes. So
yeah.
Just a little north of Rugby there. So appreciate that.
All
nice
right.
Hearing from you. Call
yep.
again. Take care, you bet.
Yep.
All right. Bill and Fargo next for the Troopers on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Are you there, Bill? Did we lose Bill? We might have. Let's see here. I'll go to Pat and Mandan here. Pat, and then I have some text we need to get to, too. Pat Mandan, you're next on the Trooper Talk edition of What's on Your Mind Today. Go ahead.
A question on, I meet an awful lot of vehicles lately with either intensified headlights or lights on bright. They don't seem to dim. Does this seem to be a habit, a problem other areas? I drive Highway 85 north and south a lot.
Yeah, you know what? We do see a lot of changing headlamps now with the new LED technology that's out there. They are substantially brighter. And I have taken a few calls on that, and people kind of maybe think that's a little bit of a hazard, kind of blinding. However, it's kind of a gray area as far as, you know, what's allowed with those headlamps. LED lights are allowed. Now, they need to be white. White headlamps showing from the front, but it does create a little bit of a problem sometimes when they are so bright. But we also have to remember if you have them on bright, you know, whether you're approaching a vehicle or traveling behind a vehicle, you need to dim those lights too. But I agree, sometimes it is a little bit of a problem, but it's just kind of a new changing technology that they are a little brighter and something that we just may not be used to.
That was when I was wondering if they had to be the 55 watts that are normal dim headlights and 65 watts that are normally bright headlights. I don't, you know, at least that's the way car manufacturers come, but I didn't know if they were.
Yeah, as far as in the Sentry Code, I'm not aware of a certain wattage or power that they need to provide or a maximum, I guess. I know that there is a minimum that they need to have output, but I'm not sure about the maximum on that.
Okay. One other question, if you got a second. Like I said, I travel Highway 85 north and south for probably the last 7 years, an awful lot. And you've got signs up by the scale in Bowman that say, truckers must enter, truckers must enter. Well, that scale hasn't been basically open for that long period of time. Wouldn't it be worthy dropping those signs down so we don't have all that extra signs that are never enforced are the reason people somewhat don't pay attention to signs?
Well, they leave those signs up, all trucks must enter. Those are up. They leave them up. Those are the permanent signs. And then there is a sign below that will say open. So the only time those trucks need to pull in is when they are at the scale house working.
Pat, we're going to have to leave it there. Since you have the blessing of traveling Highway 85 a lot, I do as well. Hope you do like I did not long ago and turn off on the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park up there and check out the best view in North Dakota, just south of Watford City. It's awesome. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
We're at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with Vince to talk a little bit about stress. A lot of it out there in our lives every single day. How do I get rid of it?
Well, in our ever-changing Western world, pressure, stress, that fire alarm has become the standard. It's the normal. And it's, your body basically has accepted it, and it's in the fight-or-flight mode. And what's happening there, your body shut down. Your cells are shut down, trapping bad stuff in, keeping good stuff out. Matter of fact, it's the root of 90% of all illness. And really, you only have two options. One is to reboot. The other to crash. Your body's keeping score, whether you know it or not, and you know what I'm talking about when crash. Well, how do you reboot? Sit in hot water 20 minutes a day. It brings your body back to its ideal state, and your cells open up, your circulation increases, bad stuff out, good stuff in, your whole body comes alive. So that's really your only option to deal with the Western world we live in and the stress, which is killing you slower or faster than you know.
So get in and buy the best. Hot Spring Spas. Why is Hot Springs the best?
Well, because we're about, we want you to use it, the absolute best ownership experience, better massage, better water, better energy. We simply do the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more. And if everything I just said is true, and it is, we want you in that water.
Find one today at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, fargohotspring.com to find out more. They're on South Washington Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and next to Spitfire in West Fargo.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Final segment for a Thursday edition of Trooper Talk. We do this about once a month with our friends, Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, always joins us. Occasionally we'll bring in somebody, as he has today. Trooper Mike Heinrichs is here as well. He handles the size and weight patrol, so we appreciate them being here. We have a lot of calls and a little bit of time and a lot of texts and a few emails and everything else, but want to get to as many as you can. So if we could just keep those questions as quick as possible, we'll fly through these, okay? Christian in Fargo, your question for the troopers.
Hi. I'm just curious about Harley exhaust. It seemed to be straight pipes. Is that legal? I mean, what's the deal with that?
Well, they need to be equipped with a muffler. Now, the intent of a muffler is exactly as it sounds. It needs to muffle the noise. However, there are a number of motorcycles out there that either have the baffles removed or maybe have straight pipes, and technically that would be against the law. They need to muffle the sound and not enhance the sound. So technically that would be illegal.
Mike in Watford City, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Mike.
Morning, Scott. Mike. Okay, I got a couple questions and then a quick comment. The half hour rule that you're supposed to take off half hour every 8 hours, that's one that really irritates me. Is that something that has been talked about that doesn't work well out here in the oil field, or what's your thoughts on that?
As of right now, there are a few exemptions to it, but it's not to the oil field. Right now, the one that I remember right off the top of my head is that livestock haulers, when they're loaded, do not have to observe the half-hour break. It has been brought up. I know industry isn't real happy with it, but it's just one of those things that, you know, the feds have pushed that in, so that's what we have to go by right now.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, for me, it's something that really doesn't work well for big truckers that are, I mean, we're in and out of our truck all day, and I can see for long haul, but out here it's more of an irritation than anything. But anyway, I was just kind of curious if that has been brought up. And
yeah, it's been brought up a number of times, and I don't know if they're re-looking at it or what, but I hear frustration quite
frequently. Appreciate the call, Mike. You're in a great place. And we got another Mike for Watford City a little later on down the line here waiting to weigh in, so we'll see if we can get another. And Chris in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a quick question. I work for the state, do a lot of traveling for the state, stay overnight, several cities around the state. And I know I'm allowed one alcoholic beverage during my, you know, supper meal or whatever during the hour. I don't like to do that. Rather, take a beer back with me to my hotel. Am I breaking a law if I have a bottle of beer in the back of my state-owned vehicle in the trunk?
Just as long as that bottle is not opened. However, there may be some issues with the state fleet guidelines. I would check into that a little bit more, and I'm pretty sure you would not be allowed to do that as far as a state fleet vehicle. I'm not sure exactly what kind of vehicle you're driving, but as long as that bottle is not opened, it would not be considered an open container.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call. Sturgis, South Dakota. I heard there's some motorcycles there every once in a while. Gary is on the line. What's on your mind, Gary?
Yes, there is a few Harleys out down here in Sturgis, not right now.
Yeah.
We have icy, snowy conditions, so they'd be spinning out. The question I had real quickly appears to be a similarity between the two states' license plates. They seem to have more similarities with characteristics on the license plates. I don't know why the two state governments allowed that, but.
Well, you know, South Dakota is such a great state, and we thought maybe we could copy their license plate.
Are you running for office
really?
Down there? Or
I was just going to say, how much are they paying you?
Mike,
you're speeding through South Dakota, if you're on the
yeah.
I guess.
Mike and another Mike in Watford City, what's on your mind for the troopers?
Good morning. I was just wondering, as a truck driver, and when you load out of a mine and you get weighed out and your weights are legal, and then you come across a set of portables, and they show that you're heavy, is there any recourse to the driver as far as maybe going to another scale, or are the portables measured to be accurate?
All right. Any such thing as a second opinion, guys?
They're not at the time. When you are weighed on portables, our portable scales are certified every year, as well as I'm sure the pit scales are where he's talking about where he loaded. Sometimes scales do get off. The recourse, though, is if he doesn't agree with the weights, you can contest an overload. You still have to pay the bond or the fee of the overload, and then you will have a court date or a hearing to follow up on it. If our troopers know that if we have a scale that it's either gets damaged or dropped, we take those out of circulation. We don't even use those until they are repaired. They're sent in for repair. But our scales are certified every year.
Appreciate the call, Mike, and thank you very much. I'm sorry we're not going to get to all these texts. A lot of questions. What we will do is save those for the next edition of Trooper Talk, so keep listening. We do have one email I want to get to here. It says, I just want to thank the troopers and all the troopers in North Dakota for their hard work. I drive the roads of Western North Dakota every day and appreciate all they do for us.
We appreciate the call. You know, we're pretty lucky here in North Dakota. We have a lot of great citizens that we work for out there. And, you know, but I say it time and time again, our greatest partnership in law enforcement is with the public. Without them, we would be hurting. So definitely appreciate the comments on that.
Trooper Mike, nice having you. Come back again.
Well, that probably will happen.
All right. Lieutenant Tom, thanks for joining us as always. We'll see you next month.
Yes, thank you for having us on.
Great fun. We really, really enjoy it. Folks, tomorrow at Talk Radio Town Hall with another of the candidates for governor, our Attorney General, Wayne Stengel, will join us. If you have questions for him, get him in now, 855-200-1776, extension 1. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.